Hello, everyone.
Hi.
See, I was like mimicking you then, like when you're like, hello,
Oh,
everybody, and
hello
welcome
everybody
to
and
the
welcome
last episode.
to Shut up. It's my own thing, okay? Yes,
Hello, all. Oh, sorry, wrong show.
welcome to the sexiest voice.
Oh,
Episode
her.
2. Oh yeah.
Oh, baby.
We got a bunch of auditions to go through, so I guess, do you have anything you want to say first?
Bring on the sexing.
Oh, yeah, my body is ready. First
Love
up,
it when you run into the microphone.
first up is Dylan Collins.
Black dress with the tights underneath. I got the breath of a last cigarette on my teeth. And she's an actress. She ain't got no need. She got money from her parents and a trust fund back east.
Don't
always press to your cheeks while my tongue is on the inside of some other girl's teeth. To tell your
boyfriend,
he says he's got beef. That I'm a vegetarian and I ain't fucking scared of him. She wants to touch me, woo. She wants to love me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo. Oh, oh, oh. Don't trust a hoe. Never trust a hoe. Won't trust a hoe. Don't trust me. She wants to touch me, woo. She wants to love me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo. Oh, oh, oh. Don't trust a hoe. Never trust a hoe. Won't trust a hoe. Don't trust me. X's on the back of your hands. Wash them in the bathroom to drink like the bands. And the set list that stole off the stage has red and purple lipstick all over the page.
Bruises
cover your arms. Shaking in the fingers with a bottle in your palm. And the best is no one knows who you are. Just another girl alone at the bar. She wants to touch me, woo. She wants to love me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo. Oh, oh, oh. Don't trust a hoe. Never trust a hoe. Don't trust a hoe. Don't trust me. She wants to touch me, woo. She wants to love me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo. Whoa, oh, oh. Don't trust a hoe. Never trust a hoe. Won't trust a hoe. Don't trust me. Shush, girl. Shut your lips. Do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips. I said, shush, girl. Shut your lips. Do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips. I said, shush, girl. Shut your lips. Do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips. Touch me, woo. She wants to love me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo. Oh, oh, oh. Don't trust a hoe. Never trust a hoe. Won't trust a hoe. Don't trust me. She wants to love me, woo. She wants to touch me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo. Oh, oh, oh. Don't trust a hoe. Never trust a hoe. Won't trust a hoe. Don't trust me.
And that was Dylan Collins with Don't Trust Me. And I guess I should say that that was like Dylan Collins' bot, actually. The Dylan sex
Duran
bot.
Collins.
Yeah, Duran Collins' sex bot from Japan.
Sex bot?
Sex bot! This is actually like one of my favorite things from Dylan. I was really, when it started, I was like, okay, what the heck is this? And then as it went, I really like this. It's like so different from everything else I've heard you do. And it also reminded me of like Beloved Star's 8-bit creep from Cover It One, which was super awesome. So like, and then this was really good too. And I liked the level of auto-tune you put on matched the backtrack really perfectly. The panning was cool. Yeah, it's probably like the hottest sex bot I've ever met. Not that I've like met a lot of sex bots or looked them up on Google or anything, but
Nominate sex bots all the time.
yeah, you Garnet.
D-Ron, I really like this for me. I don't really like, obviously you sent this in because you were saying like you didn't have anything else to send, which is fine. In future, I'm not like that a big fan of auto-tune, but it's fine because it's a sex bot.
An audition, so
For an audition, it's
yeah.
absolutely fine. What I did like was that I heard even through the auto-tune, I could hear your sexy rasp, which I love. I love that rasp that you have in your voice. I think that it's kind of unique. I don't think that anyone else on the show really has, any other men on the show really have that kind of sexy rasp. That's something unique and individual. I really liked the way the song was done and produced. I thought sometimes the panning was a bit extreme, but I wasn't really that bothered because it was obviously meant to be like extreme.
Yeah.
It's an 8-bit, so
Feeling is extreme sexy.
Hey, oh baby. Demon Clarence. It reminds me of Cho. But yeah, so I love this.
I guess we can move
Excellent.
on to the next person, which is MFB.
Oh,
I'm so excited for this.
That was MFB,
Yeah, it
which
was.
is Amariri, Amariri Mia Bella.
Nice job.
Just put you up.
You did it better than I would have done, so.
I'm just gonna say it. Amariri Mia Bella. It's the Mia Bella is fine, but the I don't whatever. It was Italian, okay. I probably should be quiet, actually. sorry. MFB. I love this song from you. I love when you sing this way because it's not Sleeping Bear. Sleeping Bear. I say Bear weird, apparently, according to Shree. Anyway, it's not Sleeping Bear, and you have that, like, a lovely deep, rich quality to your voice. It's just kind of, like, sensual, and I really like this from you a lot.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then. Yeah. I think it's a well-known fact that MFB has a very voice-crushable voice in a very unique, awesome way. And I'm definitely not the only one. But maybe, yeah, I don't know. I love this. I love, like, all of your songs. Your voice is, like, really crisp and clear, and it's so you. Like, you don't sound like anybody else. Like, I can definitely, like, see this. Like, me and Garnet, like, sitting up in this olden style balcony with you just down on the ground trying to serenade us, and it's just like, yeah, it's just awesome and really, like, seductive and wonderful, and yeah. That's all I have.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, so good job. I guess we can move on to Audrey Go Lightly 13.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't love me. I want to be free. Baby, you've hurt me. All those days spent together, when I wished for better and I didn't want the change to come, now it's departed. I'm broken hearted. Feels like we never started. All those days spent together, and I wished for better, but I didn't want the train to come. No. You think you're loving, but you don't love me. I want to be
And that was Audrey Lately 13 with Warwick Avenue. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. By Duffy. Okay. I'm first. So, Audrey. I didn't like... Okay, I didn't love, like, the song choice, which I think kind of sucks because, like, your tone is, like, it has this inherent sultry sexiness to it. So, like, I know that you could have, like, done something and, like, it would have worked really, really well because, like, you just had that tone. But, like, the song wasn't, like, a sexy song and it was kind of just, like, a little bit, like, on the dull side. I'm sorry, just, like, I don't know, I just feel, like, bad for saying it. It's just, like... I wish that you had picked something, like, a different song, and you would have been fine. Like, something that fit that, like, the level of sexiness that you have in your voice, like, would have worked really well. And I feel like I can't be like, well, I've heard you do XXX before, so, like, I know it'd be better. But, like, I don't know. I'm, like, really torn on this, because, like, I love your tone, but I don't love the song. So, I don't know. Garnet?
Yeah, I mean, if I had something... cohesive that I wanted to say, I just forgot it. This wasn't a great song choice if sexy was what you were going for, because I don't think that this was, because obviously, like, I know that you've recorded this for something else, which is absolutely fine, which is why we said you could submit old stuff, but in general it just wasn't a great choice for you in terms of I hate to say it, and it sounds really rude. I'm not trying to be rude at all. But it was a little bit dull because it didn't really go anywhere. It kind of stayed on the same, like, energy plane, which I felt like was lacking severely on the song. It was quite low energy. And I felt like it could have had, like, more emotion. Like, Warwick Avenue is a song that is, like, more about a ballsy woman saying, like, I'm leaving you for the last time, and, you know, I'm getting the hell up out of here, getting you out of my life, kind of thing. And I didn't get that from you, but if you brought that vibe to it, it would have been super sexy, especially with your tone the way that it is. But you didn't really do that, so it wasn't, like, as sexy as it could have been. Whereas, like, I agree with Melly, like, you've got that kind of smoky tone, which I do really like, but you just didn't bring it out in this audition. Yeah. And so I'm kind of left feeling a little bit, like, on the fence.
Yeah, like, I really wanted more of this, because I know that you have, like, that potential to be, like, super sexy and awesome, and you would totally work on the show. And if they're, like, if I just, like, we'll see what happens. Like, there's still, like, it's not like it's foregone conclusion right now.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, we're going to decide at the end who goes through and who doesn't.
But yeah, I just... I wish you picked another song.
I think I would have, like, preferred it if you'd sent in, like, Regina Spektor, that version that did, because that's kind of, like, kooky and bohemian, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that would,
like,
have been really nice.
Oh. Yeah, but as for this show, I don't think this was the best song that you could have sung, and because I've not heard, like, a lot else from you, it's left me feeling like I don't really know quite...
So we're just kind of out. We're unsure, but we'll see what happens.
But we love your voice. We love your tone.
Your tone is, like, awesome, and your tone would be perfect for the show. We'll stop being sad now, and we'll move on to Ophicale.
Yay, British person.
2, 3, 4. Well, my heart knows you better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let you do all the talking. Well, I came across a place in the middle of nowhere, a big black horse and a cherry tree. Well, I felt a little fear upon my back, I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. And the big black horse said, look this way, said, hey, little lady, will you marry me? And I said, no, 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 no. Said, no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. Said, no, no, you're not the one for me.
And my heart hit a problem in the early hours, so I stopped it dead for a beat or two. Ooh. But I cut some cord and I shouldn't have done it. Won't forgive me after all these years. So I sent it to a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. And it won't come back cause it's oh so happy, and now I've got a hole for the world to see. And I said, no, no. No, 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 said no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 said no, no, you're not the one for me. And I said no, 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 said no. I can't quite get there cause my heart's forsaken me. Big black horse and a cherry tree. I can't quite get there cause my heart's forsaken me.
And that was Opie Cal with Big Black Horse. Black Horse and the Cherry Tree by Kirsten Stone.
Yeah, Big
Black. I adore this song. It's like, ugh. When I do karaoke, this is what I always think on it. I just thought it's such a fun thing to perform. okay, Olfie. Yeah, I had a similar problem with you that I had with Audrey, which is this wasn't a good song for your voice. It was too low for you in many places. I felt it was also kind of sleeping bear a lot. I felt like you needed way more energy, and this is one of these songs that you grab the bull by the horns and you're like big black horse, like yeah, just black. Like oh, grab the big black horse and climb that church. But so yeah, it was kind of like lacking in that sense for me energy wise. I can obviously hear that you've got this like really sweet tone, but there was like some diction problems. Like you had like some strange slurring on some phrases, which didn't help, because like if I can't hear what you're saying, then I'm not going to get the message of the song very well, so that doesn't help in terms of sexy. I also would have really liked you to have done the backing, not like all the backing, but you know, some of the big ones, like the not the one for me yet in like bridge before you go into the like no 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 no's no no's. that would have been really cool to hear from you. I just really want to hear you like reach down into that chest and pull out some like big notes and stuff. So the similar problem that I have here is what I have with Audrey, which is like I love your voice, I do, but I just don't think that this was like a great choice for you. I don't think that it was as sexy as you could have been, and because obviously we haven't actually said this before, but tonight we have said that we're only taking 15 people, and we have quite a few auditions tonight. Yeah. So we do have to say no to some people tonight. So because obviously we do like your voice, but there's this competition going on tonight, so we are gonna have to go off what everyone's submitted rather than like prior knowledge. So we're gonna have to see how it goes. But obviously we don't know what's gonna happen yet. We don't know what's around the corner. So, but this, like I'm saying, I'm going to say it again, love your voice, but it was a bad choice.
Yeah, you said exactly everything that I had, so I'm not going to, like, bother rehashing anything. I'm sorry, Ophiella. Again, we'll see what happens, like, but this wasn't, like, the best song choice, so. Sorry.
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
Yeah, I won't add anything else, because, like, Garnet pretty much said it all, so, we can just move on. Next up is Copper.
Yeah, boy.